Ray's Idea, the Lewis Hayes Quintet. You're listening to Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm your host, Dan Bindert, and I come to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, and located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. If you'd like to reach out with a question or comment about the program, send an email to jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, those two words, but all together, at voanews.com. Let's take it back some 50 years, almost exactly 50 years. Music recorded in the summer of 1974 at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. Here's the tenor saxophone of the mighty Sonny Rollins. Thank you. Taking us back to the year 1975, an album called Chain Reaction, and the tune entitled Rainbow Visions, The Crusaders. Wayne Henderson, Wilton Felder, Joe Sample, Styx Hooper, and Larry Carlton. We also heard from saxophonist Sonny Rollins and his mighty tenor, playing that ballad so beautifully, the Burt Bacharach tune, A House Is Not a Home. And Sonny Rollins playing it live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in July of 1974. Stanley Cowell playing the piano among the members of the backing band. I'm Dan Bindert, your host for Jazz from the Heart of America, each and every week here on VOA. Glad to have you along, and we have some more new music for you now. This is a trumpeter and vocalist by the name of Bria Skonberg. She's got a string of fine releases over the past decade or so. And her latest takes her down in New Orleans. The disc is called What It Means. And this one, well, you could kind of say this is the title track. Here's Bria Skonberg down in New Orleans on Jazz from the Heart of America.
New Orleans, to miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong. The feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. I miss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying towards spring. The moonlight on the bayou, a Creole tune that fills the air. I'd love to see magnolias in June, and still I'm wishing that I was there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your home? There's one thing more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans. Thank you.
That's trumpeter Bria Skonberg and a pair of tunes from her brand new recording. The album is titled What It Means. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? That was the first tune of the two. And then with Bria's trumpet leading the way and some real pretty bass clarinet from Rex Gregory, it was Sidney Bechet's Petite Fleur. I'm Dan Binder, along with you here on Jazz from the Heart of America as we make our way through an hour of sounds and styles that stretch throughout the years of jazz. So much great history to explore each and every week along with these fine new releases. And we'll leave you with one now from one of the classic jazz quartets of the 1960s. The quartet led by pianist Thelonious Monk. This is called Baya. pianist Thelonious Monk leading his quartet. In 1962, the album titled Monk's Dream, and the tune was called Baya. Charlie Rouse playing the tenor saxophone, John Orr on the bass, and Frankie Dunlop on the drums, all along with Thelonious Monk. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. Be sure to join me again at this same time next week for another program spotlighting some of the finest examples of musical creativity that come from within this art form we call jazz. This program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz. Located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy this music together. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool. Keep swinging.